presents this unabridged recording of Amari and the Great Game. Amari and the Night Brothers, Book 2, written by B.B. Alston and read by Imani Parks. I sprint down the sidewalk, flying past designer boutiques, luxury shops, and a fancy art gallery. A few blocks ahead lies the sprawling downtown campus of Whitman Preparatory Academy. The main building's all-glass exterior sparkles in the morning light, and a line of cars circles the large fountain out front, dropping off kids who, unlike me, might actually get to homeroom before the 8:15 tardy bell. Late or not, school is where I should be headed to. Instead, I stop in front of a rundown little shack that looks like it's been crammed between two larger, much nicer buildings. The faded sign out front reads Marco's Mini Mart. Taking a few seconds to catch my breath, I pull out my phone to listen to the voicemail again. Voicemail from Elsie. Come to Marco's before school. Emergency! If there's one thing I've learned about Elsie Rodriguez during our first year as classmates, it's that the girl can exaggerate. When I say there's an emergency, then best believe something major has happened. But Elsie is another story. When she uses the word emergency, it could just mean the delivery guy is late with the robot parts for her latest science project. Either way, being best friends means showing up for each other no matter what, even if that requires blowing my perfect attendance record, which I should have earned on Friday, I might add. But we've got to make up for that random snow day back in January. I head into the store. If the outside of the building is sketchy, inside's even worse. The place is dimly lit, just bright enough to reveal sections of paint missing from the walls. This is supposed to be a convenience store selling drinks and snacks, but every time I've picked anything up, it's already expired. I don't think that soda cooler has ever worked. And did I mention the store always has the faint smell of rotten eggs? Like, always. I scrunch up my nose and cut through the candy aisle. Up ahead, some poor guy looks completely unimpressed by the chip selection. Same here, mister. I scoot past him and head for the register. A big, bald bodybuilder guy in a Muscles Win Tussles t-shirt stands behind the counter. His eyes narrow at my approach. I squint right back at him. Suddenly, tufts of bright red fur appear on his head and neck, and two curved tusks jut from his jaw. But then I blink, and he looks human again. That's the benefit of the more expensive glamours. Even my true sight eye drops only work for a few seconds before the disguising enchantment kicks back in.